Today's Qixi Festival, or Chinese Valentine's Day. Lovers in China will celebrate their love and give gifts as a symbol of affection to each other. Many fashion houses also take the opportunity to promote a special Qixi edition of their products. But will customers foot the bill? First of all, guys, let's go back in history and then talk about the origins of Qixi Festival.
A long time ago, ancient Chinese people liked to observe the stars. They look up and see the sky and see different beautiful stars, and they started to make up stories. Well, they made up stories. But first, actually, the festival can be traced back to the spring and autumn period, which is the 770 BC to 476 BC. At that time, people sacrificed for the two stars, the Altair and the Vega, right? Yes, so at that day, and at the evening, they started to look it up and think about the romantic stories between those two stars. And after Han Dynasty, which is around 202 BC to around 202 AD, the day began to relate to the story that I am going to talk about a little bit later. That is about the cowherd and the weaver girl, which became the girls' festival. And the reason we're calling it Qixi, Qi is actually seven, because it's the seventh lunar month of the Chinese traditional calendar. So it's also called the double seventh day. But as we've talked about, you have to look up to the sky and see the stars. So it's going to be the evening. So Qixi, Qi is actually evening. So it's the seventh day of the seventh lunar Chinese year. And it's the night. It's the evening time. And the story actually goes like goes with the Zhinyu and Niulang, which are two lovers. The Zhinyu is the weaver maid in the heaven, and Niulang is the cowherd on earth. And they fell in love, but it's a love between a god and a human being, so of course it's forbidden, so their love was not allowed. And since the weaver maid is a fairy in the heaven, but the cowherd is just a human being, thus they were banished to the opposite sides of the Silver River, which is actually the Milky Way, and they can see each other once a year, and that is today.
On that special day. Yeah, you know, so you can imagine that Qixi has these roots in history and maybe beliefs that people used to have, or maybe in some cases still do, but definitely it had this nice story that people like to, you know, really believe in and talk about and stuff. But we'll find, I think, in the traditional Qixi, the meaning of it is a little bit different than what it's turned into, I think. And, you know, learning about Qixi, I figured as it's kind of changed in from what it was to what it is now, is this kind of like day to show your love for somebody. I felt motivated to kind of, I was like, Valentine's Day, you know, in the U.S., that's where we choose to show our affection to our significant other, and that's the holiday to do it, right? But I was like, I know Valentine was a saint, right? So saints are people that are supposed to be very holy in the Catholic Church, and one day the Pope says they did three miracles and boom, I decided to give them sainthood. It's like being the TA in the class of Christianity. You mastered the course and maybe you can help teach others, right? So Saint Valentine, actually this guy existed a long time ago. He was martyred by the Romans in 269 AD. That's a long time ago. The Pope gave him sainthood in 496 AD. But why maybe he became the symbol of love? As I understand, he was kind of martyred, killed by the Romans because he was performing weddings for soldiers who couldn't or weren't supposed to get married. He was also preaching Christianity, so the Romans decided to do away with him. So years and years and hundreds of years later, we find Geoffrey Chaucer. He wrote this kind of poem, I guess, and the poem is, according to Jack B. Ulrich, wrote that it is the first recorded association of Valentine's Day with romantic loves. It was called The Parliament of Fowls by Geoffrey Chaucer. Anyways, it's kind of associating Valentine's with love. But nowadays, you know, none of us would know that, maybe. That kind of knowledge isn't common. I feel like maybe the same with Qixi. It's kind of turned into what I would say is commercialized, less about a message that we used to believe in the past associated with these special days or special, you know, beliefs or stories. But now it's more about buying stuff and buying stuff for somebody else to show that you love them, right?
Yeah, I have a little question. That is there any traditional customs that you would do on Valentine's Day?
I mean, of course, maybe chocolates, flowers, buying these kind of things for somebody, yeah.
Yeah, and we're seeing something similar when it comes to the Chinese version, as it is believed by some people that it is the Chinese Valentine's Day. Just a sidebar a little bit, I suppose, is that for Valentine's Day, as Ryan has explained the origin of it, but for its recent popularization, as it's become more mainstream, there is one way of looking at it. That is, major card companies, that's not credit card, but, you know, the traditional writing in a card, sending somebody for good wishes, that kind of thing, has been popularized by a card making company because it is the perfect situation to send out that card of love. Well, that I think it was Hallmark was the company that was said to have made it more popular in recent, like, modern times.
Right.
And here in China, what kind of holiday has it morphed into? As when you look at the origin, it might not be completely about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the origin. So Qixi was originally, as I understand, not about lovers, but more for girls. The Qixi Festival, also known as Qichao Festival.
Qichao,
thank you. Literally translated as the festival to beg for dexterity. Young girls gather to pray for wisdom, dexterity, and needlework, just like the waver made you had mentioned, Nu Honglin, which symbolizes the traditional talents of a good spouse and marrying someone who would be good, I guess also maybe the cowherder, a good loving husband, you know?
Mm.
So it's symbolizing basically what these two archetypes for a good wife and a good husband coming together, what they bring to the marriage, and especially for the girls, them working on maybe the skills that wives would have as domestic skills.
Yeah, that is exactly why I ask you, is there any traditional kind of costumes to Valentine's Day? Because traditionally, when we're talking about the Qixi Festival, there are different things you can do. As a girl, you can actually hide in a pumpkin field because you believe that if you hide there, you can hear the whispers of Niulang and Zhinu talking with each other. You can feel the love. And also, girls can fetch some water from mountains and believing it to be holy, they wash their hair with it to be blessed by Zhinu as well. And also some of them believe that drinking some dew collected in the morning is also a symbol of getting smarter. So it's originally all about girls getting smarter, getting more skilled, getting blessed. It's not even, well, until recently, it started to be like getting a good husband. So Qixi is really, like Ryan has said, a girl's day. And we do have a day for, well, traditionally, kind of like for Valentine's, that is the Lantern Festival we've talked about in the past. The Lantern Festival is actually the 15th of the first lunar month. And that is because traditionally, girls in China can't go out of their home. They have to stay indoors. But that is the day that they can go out and meet boys.
Right. But, you know, talking about Qixi, Valentine's, all these different holidays, actually, I find that whatever they were in the past, it's not anything more now than just a commercial day to kind of spend money. And I will list some of the stuff we have here to support this is, you know, now we see more brands getting in on Qixi as it is like kind of a day to show love. Specifically, let's talk about last year. Qixi fell on August 9th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dior promoted its special Qixi edition bag. I guess they used WeChat moments or friend circles to really promote this, really understanding maybe how Chinese consumerism works. The last year's Qixi edition, I guess the bags were sold at 28,000 yuan from August 1st to August 4th. These bags did pretty well, I guess, in many stores. By August 4th, they were sold out. And so we see that, You know, first of all, as I understand, there weren't even that many bags. There were like 200 bags, right? This
Limited
wasn't.
edition.
Right. I think this was more of like, you know, sometimes we hear of how Xiaomi just lets out a certain amount of phones when they have it, just to get your, you know, like, God, I want that phone, I want it, and you have to get on the wait list. And even though maybe they have the phone, they're not releasing them. They only do it on a certain day with a certain amount. It's like Dior's kind of doing this as a PR stunt to keep you hungry. They're kind of using Qixi more as a marketing stunt, right, than just trying to maybe sell something for the holiday, even in those circumstances, because they only had 200 bags, I guess, that they were had in stock. So, but anyways, you see, like other brands, I guess this year, Spanish brand Lowe, French brand Chloe, and Italian brand Valentino also sold their Qixi special editions online. So, guys, this seems like a lot of foreign brands are capitalizing on this day of love.
Yeah, it seems to be exactly the case. And the Spanish brand Louis Vuitton, they
Oh, is it
did.
Louis
Yes,
Vuitton?
it's Spanish.
Yes, okay.
Yes. And I saw what they had. They basically changed their classic, most iconic handbag
Yeah.
into black and have a whole bunch of red hearts dotted on it. I mean, the design itself isn't all that creative, but you can see it just screams love. So those kind of things are definitely the designs that will pop
Yeah.
up on Qixi for the Chinese market or Valentine's Day for the global market, as it seems. And do you think that Chinese customers would buy the bait, bite the bait? Would they want to buy something that is, well, when you think about it, specifically designed for the Chinese market?
Well, I would say yes, because we have some figures here saying that Chinese consumers had spent altogether last year $758.9 billion online for luxury goods, more so than the U.S. and the U.K. put together, as I understand. Therefore, you know, luxury brands can't neglect this huge market. And I think the thing is, luxury brands aren't necessarily about volume; they're about their brand, right? You had mentioned Louis. You know, that sounds so fancy to me. I said low because I've never heard of them, right? Maybe it's an elitist brand. It's something that's like, you know, it is a brand, and that's what they go off of. That's what makes these bags worth so much, is the name that's on them, right? So what do? You say, hey, we're so special. We only have 200 of our bags that we made for this holiday. I think it's a big PR stunt. It's also a market that, I think they're going to reap high rewards once they establish a brand in China because of how much money's being spent on luxury goods.
Yeah, I do agree with Ryan in that case, and but for kind of different reasons. That is, I feel like nowadays every festival for a romantic couple is a Valentine's Day, so they have to buy gifts for each other, or sometimes at least the boys had to buy girls for oh had to buy gifts for girls. So they are out of ideas. When something kind of special pops up by the luxury brands, they will so happily buy it because they don't have to suffer from girls complaining, "This is not special at all. You didn't put any heart into the gift." So, yeah, they're gonna buy it.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, this comes down to something where commercialization often just turns something like love, you know, love is something that's so special, right? And you want to show somebody how much you love them. And then you have brands that commercialize, say, hey, nothing says I love you like a Dior bag. And you're like, hey, I'm a guy. I don't know what she wants, but Dior told me that she really wants this bag. So I'm going to get it for her. And you sit there and you ask yourself, you know, how many other days in the year would you spend this kind of money on somebody else? You know, what is it about this day? Is it, you know, Qixi Festival, Valentine's Day, that gets people to go out and drop buku bucks on somebody else? It's so impractical. It's just one day. It's just, you know, it's like everybody else is doing it. So I was thinking about that, you know, the impracticality of all of this. But yeah, we spend so much money to show somebody else we love them, where I don't feel like money necessarily is the best indicator of how much somebody loves you. But at the same time, I was talking to Hyang before the show, and we were talking about, you know, I was like thinking, man, these ring or man, these bags are so expensive. I was like, well, you know what? Rings are kind of expensive too. I did some research because I remember hearing typically 3 months of a guy's salary goes into what the what is called the engagement ring, right? Which is
The diamond ring.
The diamond ring until you get married. That's a whole other ring, right? So I was like, how impractical. At first, you know, I was thinking, why not just buy one whole ring for it all? You know, one ring to rule them all, like the Lord of the Rings. But instead of that evil, instead
of
that
Lord of the Ring, I would give up the diamond ring.
Instead of that evil ring, you're buying a wedding ring. Maybe some might say because of the price, it's evil, right? Let's say like if your gross salary was, that is how much you make in a year, was $80,000 US, right? Pretty good in the U.S. That's higher middle class. You'd spend $20,000 on your wedding ring. Or on your engagement ring. Sorry, not even your wedding ring. Woo!
Well, your wedding ring is a wedding band. Usually it's
yes.
a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
There's no diamond
okay.
required
okay.
to be
yes.
standing on
okay.
that ring. Totes.
Okay, totes. Ladies. All right,
Once
don't
in a
team
lifetime.
Up on me. Don't team up on me here. Let me say my spiel.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I was thinking about this. You know, some people follow these holidays, and these days mean something to them. I won't argue that. Some people show each other that they love them by buying stuff for the other person, spending a lot of money. I won't argue with that. I think everybody's different. But for me, things like Valentine's Day, or I would say even Chi-Chi, aren't they're fun. They're nice. I wouldn't do anything more than maybe flowers or chocolates. I've always felt like the personalness in a relationship is more important, and that is something like an anniversary, right? Don't you think you'd feel awkward if you went out on Chi-Chi or Valentine's Day and you saw every other couple in the restaurant doing the same thing you did? How special is that? But on your anniversary, the first time you met somebody, the first time you decided you wanted to be in a relationship, that seems like something I would go, you know, crazy on, right? Also for a ring. You know, I always thought instead of maybe just dropping 3 months' salary on a ring, something that would mean more was maybe, you know, and this is what I was telling Hyung before the show. I was like, for me, I think something like, you know, we always joke about this kind of romanticized feeling. A guy finds a ring in a box of Cracker Jacks or something, maybe while they're traveling Europe. And all of a sudden he's like, hey, I can't wait to do this anymore. I know I don't have the right ring, but will you marry me? And, you know, has this ring and this girl just busts out crying, the sentimentality of it all, the meaning of it all. I feel like that ring, though maybe it's maybe cheap metal or plastic or even something like that, but the memory and the magicalness of it, the sentimentality, makes it more valuable than every other diamond that every other guy buys for his wife.
That is beautifully said. And you know how to keep your wife happy?
Yeah, well, this is the other story.
A lifelong time of marriage when you're beating half of the human beings on this planet these days.
Yeah.
This is just a vague estimate that half of the population basically
yeah.
divorces. Then that is to keep her happy
yeah.
and signify that you are serious about this. That's by ensuring her. And monetary terms might be one good way to
yeah.
do that. So get the ring afterwards.
So make sure you have the money saved up just in case she's like, is this it? And
well,
then you're like, no, okay, no, I have the ring. I swear. Oh my God, I forgot it.
No, I think the problem here is that not every man is super creative and considerate and knows what the girl wants. So
well,
the ring,
point.
The
that's
ring is
point.
Actually a safe
yeah.
choice. If you're not creative enough, you can't make a whole video of your love story. You don't know how to make your wife laugh and getting tears at the same time. At least you can buy a ring.
Laugh and tears at the same time.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah, but not every man
yeah,
know
yeah,
how to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
So they have to buy a ring. These poor guys have to just spend a lot of money to show their love. At least we give them that option.
And
we're okay
guys
with that.
Ladies
aren't even that romantic. They forget about,
ladies.
Oh, sometimes it's actually nice to show that you care
yeah.
or you love.
Yeah.
And you get a day, although yes, I see commercial reasons behind it. But it's actually, you know, a bandwagon you can jump upon and show that you care.
Yeah, I think it's the easiness of just dropping money on something
yes.
that somebody told you was, hey, Dior has this awesome bag. Give it to this girl and you won't have to worry. And you're like, oh, that's so easy. It's very little thought. You know, what you call romance, I actually just think is thinking about somebody else and thinking like, I know that person, what makes them happy, what they're going to like. And I think anybody's capable of that if they just have to try. But some people are like, I make a lot of money. I don't have to think about anything more than just buying this Dior bag. And she's happy with that. And that's how the relationship is. I'm not going to judge. But I would argue that there's some problems, and I would say maybe a lack of meaning in that relationship, or at least understanding each other. It sounds so superficial when you just say money buys happiness, or money buys you this kind of feeling you're loved.
And one more point I'd like to make here is that we've talked about every festival feels like Valentine's in a way, and I think this similarity between among all the festivals are just not fun anymore. We have all those fun events and customs and traditional diversity through all these festivals, and we are losing them now. So maybe if bringing it back, washing your hair with some holy water would be a nice idea.
Well, regardless, guys, you know, if it's Qixi festival now today, show that girl, that special girl, that you love her. You know, buy her some flowers, buy her some chocolates. You could do that any day. But today is that day where it's just like maybe she's expecting it. And just for that reason, it's enough. Make sure you make her feel special on the day she wants to feel special, and all the other girlfriends are being made special, felt special.
That is so well said. I'd like to make one point that I don't think all women are materialistic at all.
I didn't say
You
that.
didn't say that, which is good. But certainly that is not the point of discussion at all. I think it's about, yes, it's humanly created, but people, especially ladies, this day want to feel special. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Send her one rose so she's the only one in your life. Something as simple as that. We just want to feel that we're loved and cared for, and I'm sure guys want the same too.
It's true. Thank you, Hayok.
Okay. You're welcome.
I'm better. I'm better.
Yeah. Good. You're listening to Round Table with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Neil Honglin.